so obviously it's 19 years old. And I said, yes, so that is wrong. So really my appeal today is the basis that I shouldn't be assessed as new property when, in fact, it's 19 years old. It has a 19-year-old heating and cooling, 19-year-old tile, 19, you know, flooring, cabinets in the kitchen. Everything is 19 years old. And he did inform me that next year you would be out reassessing our area. It could be corrected. But I didn't want to wait till then.
Understand.
So what I ended up doing was to try to get older properties, condos at least, okay, that were built around my 2006 era and see what the physical condition number was on them. And it seemed to vary between 90 and 92. Okay, because obviously it's that age group, okay. So my whole appeal basically is that I would like that number and that analyzed, and really, we're not brand new, so it can't be 100.
Okay. This, our sheet shows 250,760 is the appraised value. Is there an argument as to that number, or do you have
no,
a different
number? No, I'm trying to keep this simple. I mean, that number is not too far off. It might be a little high, but my main factor that I was concerned about was the physical condition reflecting brand new property.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's.
Okay.
Let me.
I apologize.
No.
Apologize for interrupting you. Being a Chicago person or Dallas Grove, technically, we're used to high property taxes anyhow.
I get it.
You know. So I mean, I was just wanting to correct what was wrong on my sheet.
Gotcha. All right. I'll let the assessor.
Okay, so you live at the Branson Landing. Those buildings are given a certain classification, so I think it's A-. And then in the program itself, they have a depreciation on physical condition from the outside, but those are like the premier places in Branson. You bought the very best, like Boardwalk and Monopoly. Now, on the other part, we can do another depreciation underneath, and I see where somebody's put a 15% in there. And the only reason why you have the little bit that you've got, when I have to send the data in to send out those postcards, that was May the 7th. And then I have to have them mailed in the U.S. mail to be postmarked on May 15th.
Okay.
And on May 15th, I made a downward adjustment on the index, which brought everybody down. That's why your postcard percentage is higher than what your actual percentage is now.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm more in agreement with the what I'll call the online reflected of 257.60. I would have also been discussing today if you were using the 267.334 as my postcard.
Yeah. So you did, you know, you're down. For that condo, we're not out of line in your area. As a matter of fact, we have a program in our beacon that, or it's a button that you can't look at right now, but we can, and we can see that you're one of the lowest price per square foot units in that complex.
Okay, so, I think, and just...
Well, I'll argue that all the condo units are incorrectly, okay, assessed as being new physical condition, okay? It's not
right.
My issue that, you know, in other words, I can't speak for others, as my understanding is I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, and let me try to shorten this up. Basically, I think, Susan, he's asking, is he being assessed as brand new? And I, from what I'm understanding from your program, you're not.
No.
Despite what that says, he's not being assessed as brand new.
Correct.
Okay.
So,
and will that, and you can correct that number on there somehow.
So in the program itself, when he looks at the beacon, he can look at his property record card and the sketch. When the sketch sketches it out, it also puts in the year that you're built. It pulls that in and depreciates that structure based on that. When I talk about, and when Joe talked to you and he saw it said 100, that's because the last guy that was out there looked and didn't see any depreciable problems based on his looking with his eyes.
Because
they keep those up.
I can discuss depreciable items if you wish to go that route. I mean, The property is definitely 19 years old. I mean, most people have their 19-year-old water heater, everyone's got their 19-year-old furnace and AC, because I've been up on the roof, I know. And, I mean, we're all having contents 19 years old.
Okay.
I mean, my unit has not had new carpeting, has not had new flooring.
Sir?
Has not had painting.
Hold on.
I mean, it is, everything about it is 19 years old.
Yeah, I think what she's saying is you're not, they're taking that into account. That number is, sounds like that number is just because there wasn't it. You didn't see a change from the prior appraisal?
Right, because the assessor can only assess from the outside. We can't go inside unless you invite us in and show us something. But in a condo like you're in, we only can see the outside. And so it's based on your structure, and your depreciation is built in to it based on what year it was built. So that's coming down. Now, if we go out there and we find out that your HOA has decided to stop maintaining the thing, that's where that one would come down from 100 to 98 or 95. That's that number. That's what the guy is actually looking at when he's looking at the outside of your building. But like I said, in the Branson Landing, when they go down there and they're looking, it's very maintained because that's like the jewel of Branson.
I think what he's confused about is it says 100 and it should, and it sounds like you're assessing him for a brand new place.
Nothing inside of your unit. No.
Okay.
No.
And that's reflected in the fact that our value here is not above market value. Is that
correct? And also, what you need to know is like you'll see things in there, even though it's not. We don't do the inside. Some people will say granite or stone or tile, and others will say vinyl. There's no numbers with that. I mean, we give points, but they're not part of the actual price of your unit because there's a zero value for that because we don't know what you have. We don't know if you have old vinyl tile. We don't know if you have carpet. It's just that we note that you have a floor, and the building accounts for that floor because we said it's an A-minus condo complex. We classed it as one of the best. A D is average.
Okay, Richard, it sounds like to me that
Yes. It's
a confusing number. I get why you're questioning that, but it sounds like
that they have
taken the depreciation off and that your number is not above market value. I mean, is all that fair?
Okay, in my opinion, when I was looking at properties and I looked at 20, okay, whenever it was an older property, it was not 100 on the fiscal condition.
Right.
So I have issue, and I'm not satisfied. Okay. I mean, just because you claim you modified it elsewhere and I should ignore this doesn't satisfy me. You clearly have something wrong on the card. It's definitely not 100. And because of your inaccuracy on the card, that's not my fault. You know, I mean, you have an inaccurate work card. And you have an inaccurate work card for 104 properties, if you want me to get real technical.
But again, the judges here can see, and I can see on Beacon, there's a button that shows us price per square foot for each of the condos, and you're one of the lowest ones. And so for the next time, we can make a note that we come out and reassess you, but you might go up because, again, you're one of the lowest ones.
And Richard, understand, we're independent of the assessor. We're not trying to decide. But I could just speak for me, and the other board members can chime in here. But it sounds like to me that there's whatever this number is. I mean, that's not what we're looking at when we're looking at you for is your value accurate or below market value to justify the assessor's value, which is the appraised value, is $250,760. I mean, that's what we're concerned about, regardless of what this card says and that 100 number. We're just trying to make sure that you are treated consistently with everybody else and that your value is accurate.
Okay, the 100 number was used to compute the $257.60.
Was it?
I don't know what he's talking about. I can't make it any clearer.
Not in the system. Okay.
Okay, so, let's just face it. Okay, the physical condition code determines what the assessed value would be. okay, to just say it's wrong and the assessed value is correct is your opinion, yes, it is not mine. In my opinion, my property is 19 years old, and if you looked at the outside of the building, by the way, I almost didn't buy because they haven't been maintaining it 100%. Okay, I'm getting involved in the board to make sure that changes, okay? But still, okay, it's a 19-year-old property that needs work.
Does the board have any...
We're personally paying for a brand-new lobby this year because all it is white walls as you walk in.
Does the board have any other questions for them?
I do not.
I can't speak. Okay. You want me to keep quiet? Okay.
No, you're fine. I'm just asking the board if they have any questions. Do you guys have any questions about it? Okay. Does the assessor have anything more? Okay.
Does he have sales comps that show other things in that building to show that we're off? That's what you need. He's got to show some proof.
Oh, all the properties within that building have been improperly, okay, having the visible condition of 100 to compute their assessed value. So if I give you any of those, they will have the 100 in error. I unfortunately can't speak for them. I can only speak for myself.
I understand.
Okay. And that's why I'm representing my property as the homeowner. You know, I just bought it November of last year. And what I can say is that it is not brand new. It is 19 years old. It has 19-year-old wear inside and outside of that building.
Okay.
And there is no factor, even at the smallest percentage, being allowed in there for it to be, quote, 19 years old. 100 represents brand new, and that's what Joe told me. And that's from your assessor's office. And he told me that that was going to be corrected because, okay, it was wrong. But I had to wait a year. So I'm here now trying to get ahead of when you come out.
Guys, if that number has changed, does it change his valuation?
No, we've not been out reassessing most of Branson, and I don't know where we're at on this one. Like I
yeah,
said,
I mean,
we're
so
not
you're
not overvalued. I'll tell you that.
Value of it.
Okay. Does the board have a motion?
And that's an interesting fact.
The board
to change the value of the property, okay, or the assessment of it, not even come out and reassess is concerning.
No, go ahead and make your ruling. I'm out.
Okay. Is there a motion?
One last thing: property values are dropping. If you're curious, right now.
Yeah, and we can certainly consider things like that if we have that information in our folder when you appeal. Is there a motion on the floor? This is a valuation.
So I have a sales letter from you that says you paid $302,000 for it, and we have you down at $250,760.
Okay.
That included at least $40,000 of content, and at that time I got into a bidding war.
Okay. We wouldn't know that.
All right. Is there any... anything else that either the assessor or you, Richard, would like to tell us before we make a motion here?
I feel as though you understand my point. If you have any questions,
I do.
Please let me know.
No, we understand. The $250,760 is the number that's on our sheet right now. That's the number that the assessor has assessed. Is there any motion on the floor? Okay, I would, based on the information that we have in front of us, I would make a motion to deny a change in valuation in this particular case. Is there a second?
I second that.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you're going to get a decision within a couple of days. If you feel like that you need to or want to appeal, you can go to the State Tax Commission, and the instructions will be on your letter as to how to do that. We do appreciate you owning in Taney County, and we, you know, despite the fact that we probably didn't make a decision that you wanted, we appreciate you calling in.
Okay. My concern is, okay, some of the assessor's office did know that my card was wrong, and we failed to adjust it.
I assume that will change but we also have a new assessor coming in, so I don't know how they're going to conduct themselves. So, as I said, we're an independent board, and we only get to see what